start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day. Start your day. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. Ameen, thumma ameen. Welcome back, dear viewers of Madani channel. It's another day. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for this beautiful day and for all His blessings which He Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon us through the blessings of Nabi Kareem, Raufur Rahim, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So yes, let's get started with this beautiful and fragrant narration of our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever recites salat upon me on the day of Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let's make salam to our special and beloved guest of today, mashallah, our senior colleague who needs no introduction to the airwaves of Madani channel, subhanallah. Let's make salam to Jiha, our guest who is none other than our respected and honorable Maulana Hafiz Naushad Attari Chishti, Sallamahul Bari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mashallah, Muasab, how is the day treating you today, Muasab?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. It's a beautiful day, another beautiful day, mashallah. How is Mawlana Sahib doing?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen ala kulli hal, Mawsab. Allah's fazl and karam. And as I was driving and coming to this place, Mawsab, I was contemplating on our discussion for this morning. And it is such, you know, importance is not given, though it is a very important discussion and topic. The first right of the child is a discussion and topic. And what this is all about, inshallah, we are going to listen and we are going to tell the viewers out there with regards to which or what is the first right of your child. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has put many people out there, Mawsab, in this situation that until yesterday they weren't parents, but today, mashallah, they have become fathers, they have become mothers out there. And you know, according to their plans, and actually better than what they had planned, Allah Azza wa Jalla had bestowed many people out there with beautiful awlad. And many people who wished for this, after they get their awlad, their children, they, mashallah, they grow, their families grow. Mawsab, it's such a beautiful thing. But when we have children, when we have families, when we have parents, we have rights, Mawsab. So when a person becomes a father, when he becomes a parent, then of course there are rights attached to that as well, because now there is rishta and relationship, Mawsab, because of living together. Now what is that first right of your child is something which maybe, Mawsab, many people out there may not know, Mawsab. For now we have a beautiful Punjabi kala, Mawsab, sure, recited by none other than Rukneshura Haji Abdul Habib Attari Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah Mainu Shok Madine Javanda. Bada pyara kalam hi se sunte inshallah, aur is kalam ke baad dobara is program ke saath hazir hote hain. Please stay tuned and locked with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mainu shauk Madine jaawan da, mere dil vich hasrat hor nahi, aaka teri marzi e saada te koi zor nahi, aaka teri marzi e ਮਰਜ਼ੀਏ ਸਾਡਾ ਤੇ ਕੋਈ ਜ਼ੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੇਰੀ ਅਕਲ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੇਰੀ ਸ਼ਕਲ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਯਾਰ ਮਨਾਉਣ ਦਾ ਢੰਗ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੇਰੀ ਅਕਲ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੇਰੀ ਸ਼ਕਲ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਯਾਰ ਮਨਾਉਣ ਦਾ ਢੰਗ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੇਰਾ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਵੀ ਰੂਮੀ ਵਰਗਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੇਰਾ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਵੀ ਰੂਮੀ ਵਰਗਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੇਰੀ ਜਾਮੀ ਵਰਗੀ ਟੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਮਦੀਨੇ ਜਾਵਣ ਦਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਸਰਤ ਹੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੇਰਾ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਯੇ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਹੌਸਲਾ ਰੱਖ ਆਕਾ ਦਾ ਬੁਲਾਵਾ ਆਵੇਗਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਯੇ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਹੌਸਲਾ ਰੱਖ ਆਕਾ ਦਾ ਬੁਲਾਵਾ ਆਵੇਗਾ ਪਰ ਕੀ ਕਰੀਏ ਬੇਸਬਰੀ ਦਾ ਪਰ ਕੀ ਕਰੀਏ ਬੇਸਬਰੀ ਦਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਚੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਤਜ਼ਕਰੇ ਅਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਤੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਹੁਸਨ ਦੇ ਚਰਚੇ ਫਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਤਜ਼ਕਰੇ ਅਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਹੁਸਨ ਦੇ ਚਰਚੇ ਫਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਤੇ ਕੋਈ ਥਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਐਸੀ ਜਿਸ ਥਾਂ ਤੇ ਕੋਈ ਥਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਐਸੀ ਜਿਸ ਥਾਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਦਾ ਆਕਾ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਮਦੀਨੇ ਜਾਵਣ ਦਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਸਰਤ ਹੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਦੇ ਚਰਚੇ ਫਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਦੇ ਚਰਚੇ ਅਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਤੇ ਕੋਈ ਐਸੀ ਜਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਿਸ ਜਾ ਤੇ ਕੋਈ ਐਸੀ ਜਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਿਸ ਜਾ ਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਆਕਾ ਤੇਰਾ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਮਦੀਨੇ ਜਾਵਣ ਦਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਸਰਤ ਹੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਕਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਏ ਸਾਡਾ ਤੇ ਕੋਈ ਜ਼ੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੇਰੀ ਕਬਰ ਤੇ ਹਾਫਿਜ਼ ਲਖਵਾਰੀ ਪਾਏ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਬਾਲੇ ਲਖ ਦੀਵੇ ਤੇਰੀ ਕਬਰ ਤੇ ਹਾਫਿਜ਼ ਲਖਵਾਰੀ ਪਾਏ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਬਾਲੇ ਲਖ ਦੀਵੇ ਜੇ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਨਬੀ ਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ تیری روشن ہونی گور بھی نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی ہے ساڈا تے کوئی زور
کیا بات ہے مدینے کی سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ واٹ اے بیوٹیفل ریسیٹیشن مینو شوق مدینے جا بندہ ایوری عاشق اینڈ لور ڈیزائرز ٹو پریزنٹ ہمسیلف ان دا اگست کورٹ آف مصطفیٰ جان رحمت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مدینہ اس لیے عطار جانو دل سے ہے پیارا مدینہ اس لیے عطار جانو دل سے ہے پیارا کہ رہتے ہیں میرے آقا میرے دل بر مدینے میں بلا لو پھر مجھے اے شاہ بحر و بر مدینے میں میں پھر روتا ہوا آؤں تیرے در پر مدینے میں وی میک دعا دیٹ اللہ عز و جل ایکسٹینڈز آور رکن شورا شیڈو ابو آور ہیڈز گرانٹس ہم اے لانگ ہیلتھی لائف ماشاء اللہ وی ہیو ریئلی انجوائڈ دس کلام اینڈ وی ہوپ دیٹ دی ویورز آف مدینہ چینل آلسو انجوائڈ دس کلام کمنگ بیک ٹو آور ڈسکشن وچ وی ہیڈ مینشنڈ ارلیئر دا فرسٹ رائٹ آف یور چائلڈ ناؤ مینی کوشچنز ول ارائز ان یور مائنڈ ود ریگارڈ ٹو دا رائٹ آف دا چائلڈ مینی پیپل تھنک can assume it's with regards to their knowledge and ilm, with regard to their tarbiyat and training and upbringing, so on and so forth. But now let's turn towards our respected guest for this beautiful morning, Hafiz Oqari Maulana Noshad Attari Chishti Sallamahu al-Bari. MashaAllah, we have already introduced our Muasab, and the first question for today, Muasab, with regards to, of course, our discussion itself, what is the first right of a child, Muasab?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salatu as-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, Islam has created a wonderful and beautiful balance in our life.
Ji.
If we truly want to live in sukoon and tranquility,
Ji.
So each person, each member of society, each member of the family, they have rights but also responsibilities. Ji. So the father has his rights and responsibilities as a father and as a husband. The mother has one as a spouse and as a mother Ji. Itself, rights and responsibilities. Ji. And children as well. So the first right of the child is actually the first gift to the child.
Achha.
The yeah, first right is also the first gift that you give your child.
Right.
So what can that be? And that is a good name.
Subhanallah.
A good
Subhanallah.
Name that you give your child.
Yeah, but
on preferably the seventh day when the aqiqah is done as well. And you know, remember, we need to keep something in mind. That this name that I'm giving my child, whatever it be, I need to see what are the guidelines of Islam. I mustn't look at, you know, what is going viral out there, what is trendy out there. As we see in so many cases today, because people are being influenced by the media. They are being influenced by the movies and the dramas. They are being influenced by other people. And so this influence on their mind, they try to search for, and everybody knows this, I think. They try to search for names that sound beautiful, but they don't know the real meanings of it. Maybe it can have multiple meanings, with one meaning that could be negative or something bad. And we know that we are taught that, you know, the meanings of the names or the names themselves has an athar and effect on the child.
Kya baat hai?
I mean, we hear, you know, incidences that have taken place as well. In fact, at the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had changed some people's names. Because the names were not good, were not befitting. You know, so he would change it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I need to ask myself, before I name my child, or maybe a person who has a grandchild, grandson or granddaughter, I need to first see that, you know what does Islam teach me about this? Because remember, what name you're going to name your child, on the day of judgment, they are going to be called out with this name and their father's name as well. So we are told that give good names to your children. Because it has an effect on their personality, on their temperament as well. And this is what they are going to be called out on the Day of Judgment. Imagine if you kept a name that maybe sounds nice, but the meaning is not so nice. How embarrassing that will be that on the Day of Judgment, that you know, your child's name is going to be called out with the name that you gave.
Allah.
And your name as a father is going to be attached there as well. So this is the first gift, the first right. And we need to ask, You know, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawood Islami has published a beautiful book on this topic of names, of, you know, keeping names, Islamic names, Muslim names, for boys, for girls. And there's a whole list, Uzur. There's a whole list of beautiful names for, regarding the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, Buzurgan al-Din. And they give you the meanings as well. That this person, yeah, actually, there, you know, certain Sahabi, this was their name. This is the meaning of the name. So we are not short of names. We have maybe thousands of beautiful names. Why we went to, you know, try to search in a maze that, you know what normally happens? A person just types in into Google or internet, you know, boy, Muslim boy's name, Muslim girl's name, and you know, whatever sounds nice over there, oh, let's run with this.
Allah, Allah. So, sometimes, you know, Muslim, those names are unable to even be pronounced, Muslim. Yani parents ke zariye se bhi, even the parents themselves cannot even pronounce that name properly.
Mm.
And when the child goes into school and then schooling life and so on and so forth, you know, and in different walks of life, as he meets or she meets different people, people spoil that name, people ask meaning. A lot of people don't even know the name or the meaning of their own name. I have personally met people who are over at the age of 40 maybe, and I asked them the meaning of the name, and they were like, I don't know, my parents just given me this name. And unusual names that I never heard before in my life as well. But if the intention was, ki I am naming my son Fariduddin, for example, Nizamuddin, with the nisbat of the awliya, many people who out there, mashallah, who name their children Abu Bakr, subhanallah, with the intention of Sayyidina Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu anhu, that my son will follow in the footsteps of the blessed Sahaba Ali Muridwan, the Tabi'een, Tabi'i Tabi'een. You know, this should be the intention, Muasab. However, one masala at the same time, we did not mention, though we spoke on keeping names before as well, previously as well, Muasab. It's a very lengthy discussion, and people out there who are watching this program right now, Muasab, may have met people who have unusual names. Everywhere throughout the globe, this matter and issue is. Many a times, those meanings useless, Muasab. Actually, the name has no meaning, and sometimes when it does have a meaning, it could have an evil meaning, Muasab. Due to which, as Muasab mentioned, it has an effect and athar on the child.
If it's
an evil meaning or a bad meaning, it will have an evil or a bad effect on the child as well. So, what's not allowed, Muasab, what's disallowed in Sharia is that many people, mashallah, who out there, when they are motivated finally, ke chaliye, ab main Islamic naam rakhunga. Quran Pak se rakhunga, Muasab. There are people out there who keep names from the Quran Pak. For example, Yasin, Oha. Beautiful names, mashallah. Lekin, the ulama-i-kiram have mentioned that Allahu Akbar. What they have said, it is disallowed to name a child Yasin or Paha. Why? Same because if you want, first they have given this Madani post, Muasab. If you want, you should name your child Ghulam Yasin. And they have mentioned, some ulama-i-kiram have said that, for example, Yasin, Taha, Alif, Lam, Mim, all these are hurufi muqatta'at. And these are basically a secret which is between Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is, of course, yani those verses which only Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The definite meanings are not known to us.
Yeah, we don't know have tried the exact meaning of it.
Huzur, you know, since you mentioned that, there are other names as well that, you know, as you mentioned, Ghulam Yasin, right? So people would keep the name Rahman, for example. And, you know, we should not do this. Because this is one of the sifat, the grand sifat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. But rather, Abdul Rahman. And, you know, Rahim, Abdul Rahim. And like this, there are others. So Razzaq, Abdul Razzaq. So, you know, we should be careful in this regard. If we keep attached to the righteous ulama of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they can advise us.
I agree with
but
you.
On our own, you know, shaitan is there all the time. You know, people themselves, you know, they how much knowledge do they have? The nafs as well. Something sounds nice and we're running with it. And in the end of the day, it can be something disallowed in Islam. Now, when it comes to sons, a son that is born in your home, our ulama have guided us that keep the son's name Muhammad, for the benefit that lies in that name. But keep a calling name as well. Maybe Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Hassan, Hussein, whatever it may be, Abdul Qadir, etc. Keep the calling name. So you will address the child with the calling name, but just for blessings, you gave the name Muhammad as well. So look at the wisdom in this. Let's say you are scolding your child. Your child is doing something wrong. So instead of saying, you know, Muhammad, I'm going to, you know, do this and that to you. No, give the calling name, call by the calling name, but you're still going to get, inshallah, the benefit of keeping the name Muhammad. And there's a beautiful wazifa for those who, you know, want to have sons, for those who want, you know, sons to be born, that every Fridays, every Jumu'ah, they should recite 10 times, Ya Bari'u, Ya Bari'u, Ya Bari'u. 10 times every Jumu'ah, every Friday. And for those who wish to have daughters, and daughters are an enormous mercy and blessing from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And you'll find so many beautiful narrations in the hadith with regards to, you know, the benefit of having daughters, subhanAllah. That on a daily basis, if a person's spouse is expecting, then on a daily basis, if they desire to have a daughter, they should recite 29 times, Ya Muhaiminu, Ya Muhaiminu, Ya Muhaiminu, any wazifa, Durud-e Pak, once before and after. So again, we come back to the point that this is the first gift that you are giving to your child to fulfill their right, their first right. So try to keep in touch with the ulama of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They will advise you. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami has Darul Ifta Ahl Sunnah. You can pop us, pop them a message, our ulama ikram, mufti and ikram. They will advise whether this name is allowed or not allowed. One of the benefits of keeping names after the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, Ibrahim, Musa, Nuh, etc., after the Sahaba ikram, after the Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah, is that, you know what? You are keeping their names ever green. You're keeping their names ever fresh. Imagine if everybody stopped keeping the name Abu Bakr, stopped keeping the name Umar, Uthman, Ali, Allah, Hassan, Allah, Hussein. Allah. In the next few generations, nobody's name is going to be Abu Bakr. Nobody's name is going to be Ali. Nobody's name is going to be Abdul Qadir. Because they'll have all funky, funny, you know, weird names. Love. So we need to, you know, have this understanding and this mindset that you, as a Muslim, you know what? I'm governed by Islamic law, Islamic rules, Islamic values. Why must I be influenced by A, B, and C? Why must I be influenced by the media that, you know, find an exclusive name? Find a name. There was one incident where that a person asked, you know, can I keep this name, a certain name, right? And so the scholar mentioned, why you want to keep this name? There's no real, there's no good meaning in it. There's some negative connotation there. And then he realized, oh, there is, na'udhu billah, there is a singer whose name sounds very similar to this. And that person apparently liked to listen to the songs of that singer.
Salam.
And wanted to keep a daughter's name, this Allahu Akbar. So, you know, let us be responsible.
You should, Muhasab. I totally agree. And we as parents need to take responsibility. So here you go, your first right. The first right of a child is giving him a good name. And many of us do not fulfill the first right, Muhasab. And this is very serious. There's one narration, MashaAllah, in Sahih al-Bukhari, Hadrat Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyab, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, great Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, my grandfather, he enters into the court of Mustafa Jani Rahman sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked, what is your name? My grandfather replied, he said, Huzn. This is my name, Huzn. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to him, you are Sahal. Allahu Akbar. Your name is Sahal, which means soft, and Huzn means hardness.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Harshness. Then my grandfather said, I will not change my name, which my father has given. Sa'id bin Musayyab radiallahu anhu said, as a result, we still have harshness in us.
Allah.
Yani, the name has an effect on 100%. The person, as you mentioned, Huzur. And subhanallah, they would take names from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallam had changed the names of many companions on the spot, Masab, for their meaning could have been wrong. Or the beloved Rasul sallam, out of love, given a name or kunniyat or title to some person. They would take it as a blessing, subhanallah. Who knows the real name of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu today, Masab? He is famous by his title. These are great personalities whom Allah Azza wa Jalla had
even
made famous.
Abu Bakr, first Khalifa of Islam, the first successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of all the people after the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr is actually a kunya, it is a title.
Yeah, but.
And you know, same as you mentioned, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, that he was known by this and he's the number one hadith narrator, but most of us don't even know the names. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So, you know, we should seek from our Buzurgan al-Din. And many people come to our ulama and mashayikh, you know, please give a good name for my son, for my daughter. And you know, alhamdulillah, through their blessings, you don't know it will have that positive effect and effect on them.
Beshak. Muhabbat mein log Uhud bhi naam rakhte hain maa sahab. This is called nisbat and love, that people name themselves Uhud due to the love that Huzur-e Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had for Mount Uhud.
Mashallah.
Subhanallah. So, is nisbat se log apna naam bhi Uhud rakhte hain. So, humko sochna chahiye ki jis cheez se sarkar ko muhabbat hai sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should also love that as well. So, there are some names which are also beloved to Huzur-e Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what can be said about that name which is beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla himself? For he Azza wa Jalla had named his beloved Habib Muhammad. Subhanallah. Masab, how beautiful is his name. Both the lips join, mashallah. Both the lips join when you say Muhammad, Allahu Akbar. And what a beautiful meaning together with it, Masab. And there is another narration with regards to the blessings of this name, Masab, that on that table where there is any person seated to have a meal whose name is Ahmad or Muhammad, Allah Azza wa Jalla will descend rahmah and blessings twice in that day on the Dasturkhan.
Allah. Well, this name is such a beautiful name that you will find it on the arsh of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. You will find it on the doors of Jannah, on the leaves of the trees of Jannah. In fact, it is mentioned, even, you know, Westerners out there have mentioned that the most famous first name for a baby boy or for a boy is Muhammad. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, you know, the meaning itself is exquisite, that the one who is constantly praised all the time in all times as well. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we as parents, we as grandparents, we must make sure that, you know, when we're naming our children, that we take advice from the righteous and honorable ulama ikram and mashayikh. Right? They will guide us towards what is the best course of action to take towards baby girl's name, baby boy's name as well. Because it has, as we mentioned, an effect on the child, the personality of the child. The child, remember, is going to be called out with the father's name on the day of judgment. So give good names to your children. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, by giving names on the pious people, you are keeping their names evergreen, ever fresh as well.
MashaAllah.
And you know, when you're calling somebody Abu Bakr, then when others hear it, I mean, what comes into their mind? First Khalifa of Islam. When you're saying, you know, Umar, Uthman, Ali, if you're calling an individual, if you're saying Fatima or Aisha, what comes into your mind? SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, it's a remembrance of these grand personalities as well.
MashaAllah, Masab. And also from amongst the Madani pearls of keeping names, just in light of what Masab had mentioned, very, very beautifully, Masab, Alhamdulillah. And together with that, Ulama Ikram have also mentioned from amongst the etiquettes and mannerism in keeping names, Masab, that just as we mentioned about Yasin, Taha, these names, the meaning of these words are not known to any person except for Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we don't keep, and if you do want to keep it, we say Ghulam Yasin, Ghulam Taha. Ghulam means the one who is a slave and servant. So whatever the meaning is, at the end of the day, you call yourself a slave. Just as we're saying Abdurrahman, you are the Banda and the Abd. You are the servant of the Creator, of the Rahman, the most merciful and gracious. So here there is another guideline by the Ulama Ikram, that do not name your children Jibra'il or Mikael. Also, a lot of names out there. Muslims keep such names. Avoid them. Ulama Ikram have mentioned in the light of a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasul-i Kareem, Raufur Rahim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated, do not name your children after angels. It's clear. And when this hadith is there, make niyah, inshallah, to practice upon it. And if somebody had maybe, giving advice of giving others to keep names, then don't give such advices. This will be beneficial as well. And subhanallah, therefore people keep the name, like this, that you are the ghulam of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ghulam Muhammad, ghulam Nabi,
ghulam Nabi. Subhanallah. Very beautifully, Masab. Alhamdulillah, we really appreciate Masab's presence on the silsila, on this program.
Pleasure.
And Alhamdulillah, we hope to see more and to have more of Masab's presence in the coming future, inshallah, Zawajallah. So we have now come to the end of our program, dear viewers. May Allah forgive us. May Allah guide us. May Allah guide our children, our youth, our progenies to come. May Allah, Zawajallah, forgive us our sins and grant us death with Iman. Iman with is on Islam, and maybe be resurrected with Iman on the Day of Judgment as well. We have now come to the end of the day of viewers. We say shukran to all those who partook in our program. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, just be reminded that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day. Start